The program performed by Lula Washington Dance Theater includes a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. It's a solo choreographed to one of King's speeches. There's also a gospel-inspired piece for the company's 40th anniversary called This Is Alive. But Lula Washington says the dances her company creates are not just supposed to address African-American experiences.
It's a universal experience as well. And I look at my work as work that is searching and trying to bring forth the honesty and truth of what the reality of our survival has been.
Washington says she was surprised a venue the size of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts would bring the company to Central Illinois. She says larger houses still see her company as a risk even after touring to more than 150 cities.
So let me put it like this. Mid-sized houses and larger houses need to make money. And concert modern dance these days does not necessarily do that. Unless it's a company from Europe or someplace that they feel like they will get their money back, it's not going to get presented. And a lot of times I've been told that the work is too edgy for communities, and they would rather, they look at some of my other work, which maybe not be so truth revealing.
A center board member strongly recommended bringing the company to Bloomington. Another hook for Bloomington Normal is Kara Peterson. She is the venue's development manager. Peterson is a fan of contemporary dance. Peterson says she wants to help audiences appreciate dance as much as she does.
What about a child coming and seeing something like this, maybe an African-American child coming and seeing an African-American dancer up on stage and saying, I want to be like that, or I want to, start dance, I want to do this, I want to do that. So it's more about the BCPA providing a platform for bringing an amazing dance company like Lula Washington Dance Theater to showcase African-American culture, history. Yeah, Bloomington might not be ready for it, but we need it.
The subject matter of Lula Washington's performances has changed over the decades to reflect current events and themes. But Washington says many of the concerns about the lack of African-American voices in dance that drove her to start the company remain.
Even though now, to some extent, that void has been filled because now there are significantly many more African-American dance companies on the scene than there were before, and each of us having our own vision and views about issues that are important to us.
Washington says she hopes her work speaks to the issues important to everyone, not just the African-American community.
I have works that have dealt with Eric Garner's situation, I Can't Breathe, being killed, gun violence. I have always had issues that spoke about the gangs and gang violence. I've always had works that spoke about the conditions that we have found ourselves in. So I don't really see that has changed. The thing that has changed is the desire to get this type of work viewed.
In any given year, Bloomington Normal audiences can see a version of the Nutcracker. Over and over again, the sound of music comes back. Illinois Wesleyan University Theater Arts Director Gene Kerr says the mainstream emphasis raises the importance of seeking diverse programming.
But something that's a little off-ramp from that, the community has not had the opportunity to experience those things yet. And so bringing in the Lula Washington Dance Company, I think, is a terrific step forward. It is about time to show the stories and to show the experiences of what is happening today in our contemporary art scene.
Now, it is possible to see diverse dance programming in the Twin Cities. Kerr says the universities work at inclusion to make sure their students' experiences represent their perspectives. But she says universities can be insular and community audiences might not know what's available.
I think building success is a multi-stage process for those performing venues. And so marketing, of course, is one thing. Familiarity is one thing. And how do you get familiar with something until you have seen it and experienced it, not just one time, but perhaps several times? And so I do think that you have, it's a little bit field of dreams. If you build it, they will come.
There's a tension between potential financial performance of the center's season and the goal of presenting more inclusive cultural offerings to the community. Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts manager Jim Mack says the center plays a pivotal role in making Bloomington Normal a cultural hub.
That is our goal. We're not satisfied with just taking care of our local base, our local audience. We want folks from outside of the community, perhaps even outside of the state, to say Bloomington Normal area is the place to go for the arts.
Max says the center is changing as a response to growing diversity in the community.
But the result of this census, we're going to learn that Bloomington is not anything like the community it was even 10 years ago. It is much more diverse. There is multiple cultures represented in this community. And all we are trying to do at the BCPA is catch up to that which is already transpiring here in the community.
Max says that he would like to say that the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts is the vanguard, charging forward, but it's not. He says they are simply catching up to what is already happening. I'm Lauren Warnicke.